Samaria where there was a revival. You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. It is Monday when we're airing this on the radio. This is the last part now of a sermon I preached just last week ago. Now, this is WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I've named it that, being a radio man for some almost 20 years now, the pastor of a church. I love the idea of WGOD. And if I owned a radio station, if they was available, I would own those call letters because it's a great spiritual truth. And that is that God is always broadcasting like a radio station. He's always broadcasting. What you and I need to do is tune into his frequency. That's what we do here on this program. God's broadcasting. We're tuning into his frequency today to shine the light on whatever particular truth he's going to reveal today. We've been looking at this sermon I've entitled, When It Pleased God. Because we're in Galatians 1, and the Apostle Paul's teaching a bit on his testimony about how he was saved and when he was saved. And he says he was saved when it pleased God. We read that he was separated from his mother's womb. That's predestination. That is, God's always had his hand on him, even before he was born. That shouldn't shock you. Jeremiah said the same thing. Actually, God said the same thing to Jeremiah. He says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Friends, God's always known you. You're older than you think. This is where we're at here today. We're going to wrap up this sermon today. When it pleased God, we'll be back again tomorrow with the sermon I just preached yesterday, going through the book of Galatians. We'll start chapter 2 here tomorrow, and then we'll end up with a week at this great truth here in Galatians 2:20, and that is, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. That's the great New Testament mystery, friends. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
It's your job to believe it. And it's your job, as Paul said, given his testimony, to be obedient to the heavenly vision. Sometimes you need to confer with people. Let me make the exception. Spouses need to confer with each other before they make a decision. But don't you think God knows that? If he's given you something to do, your spouse will be in agreement with you. God is not a God of confusion, but unity. You know, I was thinking about this. It's striking how God did exactly this with Joseph. You can read in Luke chapter 1, verse 38, Mary receives this word from the angel that never would have stood on its own. That would have caused division and strife. So Joseph, I don't know what Joseph's going to do about this. That was her word, not his. So this is what God did. Matthew 1, 19 and 20. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, he was minded to put her away privily. But while he was thinking on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She will bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. When you're married, there will be confirmation with your spouse. It's not just up to you to just go run off and do something. There'll be an agreement amongst your husband or your wife. But most of the time here, you're not to confer with others. That is saying to a friend, like you guys here, missionaries, it's not for you to say, well, God has put it in my heart and I want to be a missionary. Or someone else, I want to start a business. Or someone else, God told me to write a book. Don't confer with flesh and blood. Be obedient to the heavenly vision. God hasn't given your vision to someone else. He's given it to you. It's not up for anyone else to talk you out of it. God's given it to you. If you're certain of it, and if you've tested it by the word of God, then you go. It's not up for anyone else's decision. Don't let anyone talk you out of what God's told you to do. And there's your verse to stand on. It's Galatians 1:16. When I received the vision, I didn't confer. I didn't talk to anyone about it. I did it. I did it immediately. He didn't go to Jerusalem to ask Paul about Jesus. He went into the wilderness and asked Jesus about Jesus. He didn't ask anybody else. How many times I've heard that story? Someone's young child gets saved and they go home and tell their mother or their father, and then that's it. They go home and tell their mother or their father and they talk them out of it. Or kids who are Bible-believing children and they go to school and some teacher talks them out of it. Don't confer with anyone about it. Let God show you himself if he's phony. Ain't gonna happen. Let God be true and every man a liar. Don't confer with flesh and blood. Now let's continue, and we're going to wrap up here chapter 1. Starts with the word then. Verse 18. I think we've covered enough stuff this week. Then, that is after spending time alone with God in the desert. Then, after 3 years, I went to Jerusalem to see Peter. And remained with him for 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's cousin. Oh, sorry, the Lord's brother. Sorry, where have I heard that? Oh, that's right, the Pope said it just last week and every week. Well, we know Jesus had no brothers. They might as well be like Hitler and start a bonfire. And burn all your books. The Bible says Jesus had a brother and sisters. Listen to this verse, Mark chapter 6, verse 2. Now when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, said, where did this man get these things? And with what wisdom is this that's given to him, that such mighty works are performed? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary? The brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And aren't his sisters here with us as well? Hello, you can take this home with you too, okay? Jesus had a family. He had brothers, you know, like a brother of another mother. That old, you know, he had brothers and sisters from the same mother, but a different father. Jesus' father was God. These brothers and sisters' father was his adopted father, Joseph. Don't let anyone tell you different. Verse 20. Now, concerning these things that I write to you, indeed, before God, I do not lie. Afterwards, now, he's justifying himself because these people came up against him. They were trying to say he wasn't a real apostle. Afterwards, now concerning these things, verse 20, Galatians 1:20. Now concerning the things which I write to you, indeed, before God I do not lie. Afterwards I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia. I was unknown by face to the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they were hearing only, he who formerly persecuted us now preaches the faith that he once tried to destroy. Hallelujah, huh? Look what happened to him. Run face to face into God. Look what happens to you. Verse 24, and they glorified God in me. What a great work that God did with the Apostle Paul. And what a great work that God has done with you today. May others glorify God because of your life. Here's a couple points to take home with you today then. Number one, your Bible is God's word to you. If you want to hear him speak, go to his word. If you don't care to hear him speak, then come up front and receive Christ. Then, believe me, you'll care to hear him speak. Just like the song. The birds want to hear him speak. At the sound of his voice, the birds hush their singing because of the voice of Jesus Christ. When you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, you cannot get enough. Am I right? Do I have 20 witnesses in here today? Do you like hearing him speak? Number two, we can call God does things on his own timetable. All right, number one, your Bible is God's word to you. Number two, God does things on his own timetable. As it says in the text, when it pleased God, not when it pleased you or me. He never works on my timetable. Why won't he ever listen to me? It's not fair, right? Like our prayer meeting, right, Bill? We had a prayer meeting 2 weeks ago. All right, we want to see 67 people here next Sunday. But day is 1,000 years with the Lord, and 1,000 years is as a day. Lord, send 1,000 people. What does he say? I'll do it tomorrow. Number three, God will turn your suffering around for good. God will turn your suffering around for good. Philippians 1:29. To you it's been granted not only to believe, but to suffer for his sake. It's part of the faith. Sorry to tell you. Number four. If God has instructed you to do something, don't seek out someone else's opinion or approval. Lord, we thank you for your word.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.